What already?
Yeah.
Now, let me say, Nip Nip, pipe down quiet. Here he is because I'm here.
Ah.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Now, without any fuss or nonsense, take out your geometry books and open them at page 92.
Why, boys, sir?
Why? Never mind why. Because I'm going to start the lesson, that's why.
Why?
Why, but...
Eh, but what? I know. We haven't wasted any time yet.
No.
No. And what's more, we're not going to waste any time. Take out your geometry books and open them at page 92.
Yes, sir.
And hurry up about it.
Yes, sir.
This is one lesson that I'm determined to start on time.
92.
Come on. We haven't got all day.
No,
92, right.
Have you both got the right place?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We're
right.
Right. Read from the top of the page, Stanford.
Yes.
And you listen carefully, Bob.
Yeah.
All right, Stanford, go on.
Yes, sir. The medians of a triangle.
Wait, that's it.
Possibly. You've also had the stick, but that doesn't mean that you won't have it again. I know we've had this before, but as usual, we got nowhere with it. So today we're going to learn it.
Yeah.
Go on, Stafford, read it.
Yes, sir.
Hurry up.
The straight line joining a vertex of a triangle to the middle point of the opposite side is called a median.
Right, now let's study that much and understand it before we go any further.
Yes,
sir. Very good. A median is the straight line joining a vertex of a triangle to the middle point of the opposite side.
What's a vertex, sir?
Look, have you started asking questions already?
Well, I thought you might know, sir.
Oh, did you?
Well, you got your book open.
Well, keep quiet while I look it up. Did I know? I mean, well, so I do know. And, Bob, you've only got to make another remark like that and you'll collect a nice box in the ears.
Oh, well, what does it mean, sir?
What, vertex?
Yes, sir.
Well, a vertex in this sense is simply the point of the angle. Well, in every triangle there are how many angles?
Four, sir.
All right. Well, each of those four angles has a vertex. Now, wait a minute. There aren't four. There's only three.
Not four?
No, not four. Three.
What for?
Four to keep the ends together. No! What do you mean, what for?
What?
Do you mean what for meaning why? Or what for, meaning which for?
I mean, why for did he say there was for?
Why for?
Yeah, which for?
Which for?
Which floor do you want?
Second floor, please.
Second floor, ladies' hats, shoes, glassware, china, cutlery, rugs, carpets, pianos, and cafeteria. Going up.
There, coming down. There, Bobby. And don't say you didn't ask for that, my boy. I've never heard such a collection of piffle in my life.
Right, Daddy.
Well, what do you expect when you behave like a baboon? Surely you don't expect me to condone an offence like that.
To what, sir?
To condone it.
What does that mean, sir?
Well, if... What? Listen, Dad. If you think you're going to get me a bit further off the track by getting me to explain something to you that you should already know, you're very much mistaken. To condone simply means to pardon. And I'm certainly not going to pardon you for saying that a triangle had four angles.
Oh.
You can stay in after school and write out 500 times... I should know very well that a triangle has five angles. It has three angles.
Yes, sir.
The very idea of saying that a triangle has four angles. What rubbish. It only has three, not four.
Yes.
Yes, what?
What a deal that boy is.
Yes, isn't he?
I know I'm not.
He's as silly as a tin full of words.
Oh, you quiet down, Green Bottle.
Be quiet. Stop this argument immediately. And Green Bottle.
Yes?
You don't know how close you were then to getting the stick.
The stick?
Yes, apart from the fact that you were late, you burst in and disturb us, and to cap it all, you complain about a fellow pupil's mentality, which is the very last thing that you should do.
Well, I like that.
How do you? Well, I don't. In fact, I don't like you at all when you talk like that.
But I was just leading up to correcting him.
Yes, all right, I know you were.
He was thinking of leaving there.
And don't you think I know that without you telling me? I've got a few brains, you know. But from the way you boys treat me,
I was just saying he was thinking of leap year.
Of leap year?
Yeah.
Was he?
Well, wasn't he?
No. No, he wasn't he.
Yes, he was. He must have been.
What?
It goes, but leap year coming once in four. Gives the triangle one angle more.
Oh, yes, I forgot that.
Hey, that's not right.
How can you tell?
That's right.
That's your old man.
Yes, I know he is.
Quiet. Look, will you boys stop just taking charge of the place and screaming at the top of your voices? I never heard anything like it. And Greenbuck.
Yes?
Why you weren't drowned at birth is a thing that I'll never understand.
Yeah, when it was like this, you see, I was...
You are, without exception, the world's number one prize idiot.
Haven't you ever met his father?
He wouldn't be in the race.
Yes, he would.
Oh, sorry.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm certainly not going to argue the point about that. But there probably is more than a certain amount of truth in what Bottomley said.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Well, upon my good heavens, did you ever gracious me?
And if you go on talking like that, Greenbottle, you're going to be quietly done away with.
But you shouldn't have a set on me like that.
Have a set on you?
Yes, I'm a human being, the same as everybody else.
I doubt that.
I'm a British subject, I am. I shouldn't be treated like a slave.
What?
I'm under the British flag, you know.
Under the British flag?
Yeah.
You ought to be under lock and key.
Yeah, that's right.
Under lock and key, that's the best place for you.
Say, you treat me like a slave.
What?
You got a set on me, it's not fair.
Oh, what rubbish.
Three times seven, if it ever shall be, slave.
There, Green. We'll see if that'll keep you quiet for a while. Look, this is just ridiculous.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have done that.
Shouldn't have done it?
No. By all means, I can say what I like.
Yes, well, all right, I realize. He's what?
I'm a British subject, you know.
Listen, what is this British subject business? What are you talking about?
Haven't you ever heard of freedom of speech?
Freedom of speech?
Yes, every British subject has got that.
What?
And that means you can say what you like.
Oh, does it?
Yes, of course it does, me old man told me.
Oh, I see. Well, you can go home and tell your father that it doesn't mean anything of the sort.
Yes, well, ta-da.
Ta-da.
See you tomorrow.
Yes, I'll see you tomorrow.
What? What's going on?
No, wait a minute. Come back here, Greenbottle. Come back here. Come back to your place immediately. Look, never mind giving an impersonation of a chaff cutter. Just do as you're told and come back here. Well, I didn't say go home at all. Well, at least I did say it, but I didn't mean now. I meant after the lesson.
Yeah, it's not fair letting them go early.
No, of course it's not.
If we all go early, that's a different thing.
Yeah, that's different.
That'll be all right.
Exactly.
Sure. Well, come on, boys, we'll all go.
Yeah, well...
Get
up. No. What? Wait a minute. What is going on in here? How are you?
You're all right, you told us.
I will count five. Any boy who is not back in his seat by the time I finish counting five, we'll get the biggest thrashing he's ever had in his life. One, two, three, four, five. And that's just as well for all of you. Do you boys really and honestly believe that I'm going to put up with this sort of thing much longer?
How do you mean, sir?
How do I mean? How do you think I mean? Do you realize what's happened? As soon as I arrived this morning, we got straight on with our work. No sooner had we got started than in walks the orangutan. And from that moment on, we've done nothing.
No,
I'm not an orangutan.
Hold your tongue, Greenbottle, or you'll be a body.
Oh.
I've never known three pupils with such an uncontrollable desire to avoid work.
Oh, fair go, sir.
Work?
Yes, avoid it.
Yes, well, I'm ready to start as soon as you are.
Are you?
Yes, I'm right.
Sir, I want to do something.
Well, for goodness sake, keep quiet and let's do something.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm going to do with you boys. I really don't. Oh, well, I suppose if at first you don't succeed, try again.
A gun?
Yes. No, I didn't say a gun. I said again.
I thought you said a gun, you know. Bang, bang.
If I had a gun at this moment, Botany, I wouldn't say a word about it.
No?
No. I'd simply use it. Bang, bang. Yes, and you'd probably say home for a different reason.
My father's got a gun home, sir.
What the?
Yes, well, my old man does warfishing off.
I thought he went for the metal.
Yes, but all the same, he goes for high.
Well, you asked for this, possibly. You asked for it.
No!
Serves you right. Apart from the fact that you're wasting our time, you're being very insulting as well.
Yes, I'll say.
Well, don't you say anything. You've said far too much today as it is.
Yeah.
And I wonder if you boys could arrange to stop this tomfoolery now. If we don't hurry up, it'll be dark before we start.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thank you very much indeed. We'll continue from where we left off, wherever that was.
I just read this median business, sir.
Oh, yeah.
What subject? What book? I didn't know what by.
It's geometry, Greenbottle.
Geometry?
Yes, and you will therefore require your geometry book.
And atlas.
Now, hold your tongue, Bottomy. Take out your geometry book, Green Bottle, and open it at page 92.
Yes,
and don't take all day about it either.
Now, I got it.
Well, open it at page 92.
Yes, 92.
We'll see if we can really get some work out of this place, for change.
62.
Well, come on, Green. Have you got the...
62, here we are.
Have you got the right place?
Yes, page 2, there it is.
Good. Now, on reading this through for the second time, we find that wait a minute. What did you say, Green Bottle?
I never said that.
Yes, you did. You said page... Listen, what does it say at the top of that page you've got there?
What does it say?
Yes.
It hasn't said a thing to me.
Has it?
No.
Now, all right. I didn't expect that it would carry on a conversation with you nitwit. Read me what's printed at the top of that page.
Yes.
Right.
A lion has legs, but he said to have no breath.
That's not right, sir.
I thought so. You're not even capable of finding the right place.
Not capable?
No.
I've got page 2 here. Look at it. There, see?
It's all right. I know you have. But you're supposed to have 92.
92?
Yes, exactly.
Well, so I have, too.
Yes, but the trouble is... The what?
It's the same thing.
The same thing?
Yes, of course it is.
Green Buckle. Are you going to tell me that 92 is the same as 2?
Yes. Worked out? Yes. What's 9 and 2?
9 and 2? 11.
Yes, and 11 is a 1 and a 1.
Yes, 1 and 1.
What's 1 and 1?
2.
Yes, well, there you are. Why did I tell you?
So, what chance have I got?
You read from page 2 and we'll read from 92.
Yes, well, it's the same thing.
Sure it is.
Get out of here, the lot of you.
Yes.
If that's the type of mentality that I have to strive to overcome, you boys win on a forfeit.
Yes.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.